Now we've had the endorsement of a thorough, robust inquiry, which has confirmed all the family's fears that these young men and women were deployed on the basis of a falsehood. And now we've had the backing of Sir John. When I look at Iraq on my side TV screens today, 200 plus deaths that took place the other day, I can only conclude that unfortunately and sadly, my son died in vain. By the time Tony Blair and Alistair Campbell had finished with it, it was detailed, authoritative, up and running now, available to be deployed within 45 minutes. I firmly believe Tony Blair knew that was a lie. I don't think Mr Blair believed what he was. I think he was deliberately misleading. And that's become quite evident from just the 150-page summary. He changed it from ifs, buts and maybes to definites up and running now.